The automated
Love
system was
Talk
going off.
Radio.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Here we go.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Our kids are measured. A round can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you another collection of 2019 NFL draft prospects, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. Earlier in the day, we had Tay Hayes, the Appalachian State defensive back, very, very intriguing young man, very feisty defensive back, excited to see how he's going to do. And then we also just had on Trinity Benson from East Central, a versatile offensive weapon. He can either run or catch the ball, will be a receiver. And today we have a thoroughbred running back. There's no questioning what this young man does. He's from Tarleton State. He was the standout of the Lone Star Conference. It's Xavier Turner. Xavier, we appreciate you coming by and joining us on the program. Very, very breakout senior season. I mean, could you have asked for it to go any better for you?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it went pretty well. You know, I was blessed with, you know, many opportunities. And, you know, luckily my coaches believed in me to be the main ball carrier this year. Having said that, I mean, the first game of the season, I actually had a concussion, so I was out for 2 weeks after that. You know, kind of being out for 2 weeks, it kind of puts you behind. So we had a guy named Daniel McCants, and he actually took the leadership role in the running back room for a few weeks, and I actually was second string. A lot of people didn't know that after my injury, and so I had to work my way back up, and, you know, my reps got cut short, and so – like I said, I was blessed with the opportunity, the way it turned out, but, yeah.
Now, I did not know about the concussion right off the bat of the season. So, I mean, in the back of your mind, I'm sure you're saying, you know, you want a shot at the next level. I mean, how frustrating was, I'm sure you were ready to go. And we obviously saw what you were able to do at the conclusion of the season. You were phenomenal. That brief moment during the season where you're kind of waiting, buying your time, how frustrating was that? Or was it frustrating at all?
I mean, you know, at the beginning, I mean, obviously, being the guy, you know, my junior season, I came in and I won the starting job, and, you know, everyone looked up to me, and I kind of, you know, played that leadership role, and then I was, like I said, I was a starter. So, you know, coming in the, you know, ball camp and every starting guy, and then first game of the season, first quarter, you know, it wasn't even off an impact. It was actually off of, you know, I got tackled and then my head hit the ground. So the way it happened was more so frustrating, you know. I'm juiced up and I'm ready to go, and it's the beginning of the game, it's the first quarter, and I'm out, and so now I'm kind of frustrated with that, and so, you know, obviously that took a turn, and then also being out for 2 weeks, and then luckily the second game was canceled. We were supposed to play SFA, so I actually only missed the first game against Delta State. I mean, those other three quarters. So I didn't really, you know, necessarily miss any games due to it, but I did, you know, lose my starting spot and kind of have to pick up the ladder. We had a couple guys in the room, you know, good ball players. I'm a JUCO kid, so we actually got the top three JUCO running backs coming out of my class that year, all three of us in the Charleston State. So I had, you know, that comp, and then we had Daniel McCants that was already here at Tarleton State. So it was a little training, but then again, the coaches, they knew what was best for me, and I had to get back healthy. So I just fought my way back up to the top and had a hell of a season.
You did have a hell of a season. Once again, Xavier Turner here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And then we have his full bio already posted at collegetopro.com. If you guys want to visit there, I encourage you to. And we'll be adding his draft bio as we conclude with this program. And you mentioned it, the JUCO thing. You nearly got 3,000 yards rushing as a high school kid, 55 touchdowns. Xavier, how did you slip through the cracks coming out of a Texas, you know, high school powerhouse? I mean, people love their football down there. How did you get more recognition leaving high school?
Well, I got the recognition. It kind of ended up on me and my ACT scores and SAT scores. You know, I was one of those kids that, you know, kind of fell through the cracks with that. I couldn't meet the criteria for that. Like, my GPA didn't match up with the test scores, so... and then whenever it finally did, it was at the end, I was actually verbally committed to Oklahoma, and they had ended up taking their scholarship back. And so I had then signed my incarnate word in 2014, and Ricky Williams, he was there, and he had came to my house, and we, you know, bonded really well and became friends and built a friendship. And after signing there, I mean, he contacted me, and he was like, hey, like, I ended up getting a gig at the Longhorn Network. Like, I won't be a coach at Incarnate Word anymore. I mean, obviously, me as a kid, I'm like, well, heck, I want to work with Ricky Williams, you know? And so, anyways, after I found out he was leaving, I was like, heck, I mean, that was, you know, a huge deal of why I actually signed with Incarnate Word. So, I called Larry Cannon, which was the head coach at the time. I was like, hey, coach, like, you know, he was a big reason why I signed here, like, and he's gone, like, you know, would you mind releasing me? Like, I was going to go somewhere else. He didn't want to release me, so I ended up taking the junior college route, ended up going to Navarro in 2014, played there behind a guy named Keon Kenner. He started at Kansas. And then I actually left football. A lot of people don't know this, but I left football in 2015, actually the spring of the 14. Going into 15 years, so because I had found out that I had a son on the way, so I actually took off that whole 2015 year, came back home, worked at Verizon Wireless, and worked at Dick's Sporting Goods. I had two jobs, and kind of, you know, came back to realization, and like, I'm a dad now, so my parents, they wanted me to stay in school and, you know, continue football, and I was like, you know, it's my responsibility, so we kind of bump heads with that. And like I said, I stayed home that whole year, and I got in touch with my my coach, Cody Krill. He's actually now at UIW, but he had contacted me, and I was like, hey, like, how are things going with your son and everything? Like, I want to give you another shot. I'd love for you to come back and be a Bulldog again. And that was that summer, and I ended up going back that summer, and playing 2016 year at Navarro, and then I transferred over to Tulsa.
Excellent, man. Man, you, I mean, I wish I had an hour set aside. I mean, there's a lot to discuss in terms of how you got to where you are. I mean, remarkable story, Xavier. I mean, to kind of walk away. And how's the little guy? I mean, you know, that's once they arrive, there's nothing better, but what's it like being a dad as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a blessing. He's three now. He has another birthday coming up this summer. So he's getting big, and I enjoy it. You know, I love having him at the games and on the sidelines and everything. You know, I'd say he's the number one fan.
Excellent. Now, we had Leighton Rabb, the quarterback from Midwestern State, on a few days ago, and we told him that you would be joining us on our program, and he had nothing but complimenting things to say. I only assume that he could only say that because I think he had, 214 yards this past year, and 145, and another nearly 100 yards receiving, and I think you threw a touchdown pass. But I'm leaving that Lone Star Conference and the success you had and some of the players. I mean, how good of a conference is this when you look around and include yourself in terms of talent?
Man, it's a great conference, and kudos to Leighton, and I thank him for that. Big fan of his and a couple other guys over there at Western State. But, man, this conference, it's a slept-on conference, you know. It's either, you know, it's bounce-back guys that got in trouble at D1s or something happened at the D1 level, or coming out of junior college, it, you know, they're not eligible for D1 due to grades or something like that. And, you know, players like me tend to slip through the crack, and you know, everyone thinks like, oh, it's just D2 or it's just a Lone Star Conference. But, I mean, it's some really good talent in here. And, you know, there's some ballers here.
Now, you're one of those ballers. I mean, what are scouts going to love about you? I mean, what are those intangibles to the running back position where they're going to kind of, you know, when they're sitting in the film room with you, they're just going to look over and say, we love this, we love that. What are those traits?
I feel like what they really love about me is, yes, I'm a bigger back, you know, for the third and short. And also, you know, I just feel like I'm an all-around back. You know, I can catch good out of the backfield. You can, you know, put me out there in the slot, you know, and that'll surprise teams, you know. Probably have to make them call a timeout. Like, they don't know if it's a trick play or whatnot. But, like, at the CGS camp, they put me out at the slot and put me out at the wideout, and I caught a 50-yard vertical bomb. It's just things like that, and then really good pass blocking, just an all-around back, leader on the field, off the field, never have to worry about got in trouble, just an all-around leader, and just trying to bring everything to the table to for the team to get the W at the end of the day, because that's really what it's all about.
And that is what it's about, and I'm sure coaches and scouts kind of pick up on that when they kind of hear about you or talk to you. And you went through, again, the Gridiron Showcase, a great platform. What was it like just to start to get some handshakes and eye contact with some of these guys that are, you know, potential, you know, hirees of you?
I mean, it was a blessing. Actually, Leighton was actually there with me, and we were just talking about our conference, and we were actually talking about how it slipped on, and, you know, guys from our conference like us, you know, we really don't get chances because, you know, I feel like scouts and everyone else look over our conference just like players do, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to D2 or I'm not going to worry about D2 or I'm not going to worry about the Lone Star Conference. So going back to your question, it was a blessing, and it was really eye-opening, you know, being a part of those bigger schools, you know, bigger guys and, you know, guys that, you know, you see on TV every Saturday and stuff like that, and just actually being able to showcase your talent, your D2 talent, amongst those guys, and it just, you know, it just was a huge eye-opener, and I think it showed the scouts that, you know, yeah, he's a small-town kid, you know, he's a small-school's kid, but he can play boy ball.
Definitely, and thinking about the Oklahoma, you know, I mean, when you said that, when I think of, because you're, I mean, you're, you know, this is your draft season, but I think of Joe Mixon and Rodney Anderson and Marquise Brown and Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. I mean, there's so many offensive weapons, and to think that you could have been part of that sooner, you know, high octane offense. Do you ever daydream about what could have been?
Yeah, that's funny that you said that. Me and my cousin, we were just talking about that earlier. I was scrolling down Twitter, and I seen something about the Johnson he might trade from the Browns and whatever. He's like, it'd be like old times, like it should have been Baker handing you the ball off. And we just kind of giggled about it, and I was like, yeah, it should have been. So, I mean, I definitely, you know, kind of joke around about it and think about it. But, I mean, God has a bigger plan, and I got blessed with a, you know, not many guys get a second opportunity to go back and play ball and then go home and then, you know, live the real life and the dad life and the work life, you know, 9-to-5 job. And then, like I said, get the opportunity to go back and play football again. So, like I said, it was a blessing and everything worked out as best as I think it could. And so, yeah.
Definitely. You know, you've done with the most of what you had. And I mean, to know that you were even out of here and you come back and you just tear the league up, I mean, incredible. I mean, the talent's there. We all know that. And athletes first, I mean, they represent you. And I know what kind of – I mean, they go after high-character guys. I mean, and I knew when you were coming on the show, I mean, I didn't have to speak to you. I knew the character was going to be there because I think that's the thing that they look – you know, first and foremost is, you know, everybody's talented. But at the end of the day, you know, what kind of the guys are these on and off the field? Xavier, before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Sure.
All right. Now, you said your son's going to be celebrating his 4th birthday this summer. So I'm sure he's in tune. You're in tune. You guys are watching children programs throughout the day. What's your favorite children's show? And what song do you kind of sing the most from these children's shows?
Favorite show? Let's see. Favorite show? I'd have to say Spider-Man for him, And I mean, that's what we normally sit there and watch. And of course, as you know, it's Baby Shark, man. It's all Baby Shark. That's all he knows. So I'd have to say that's it. I mean, we get in the car and he tells me put his song on, and I'm like, all right, dude. So it's actually downloaded to the phone.
There you go. Hey, I've been there. Listen, my kids used to do the same thing. Especially with TV shows, they'd want the tapes on in the back, and I'd never actually see the movie, but I could go verbatim about telling you each word from the show. How about
right,
this one? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
Oh, definitely better dresser. No dance moves here. No dance moves here. Just might give you a head shake and a head bob there, here and there, and then, yeah, I'm all about my business.
And what are you worse at? Are you a worse cook or are you a worse singer?
That's hard because I feel like I'm pretty good at both. A lot of people actually don't know. I was in choir. I actually had choir scholarships for singing. So I wouldn't say singing. I'd have to go with cooking, I guess.
Man, dude, you were just, I mean, I should have really reserved it. I should have told Jerry your age to get me an hour with you. I mean, so you got choir scholarships. You were 3,000, basically a 3,000-yard running back out of Texas with the choir scholarship. I mean, man, I'm going to have fun writing the bio up, man. I don't even know where to get. I'm going to probably text you later in the day because I'm going to have to tidy up everything so I get it all right, man. Dude, you were a blast to have on.
We've got to leave the choir thing out of it.
No, that's intriguing. I think it was Marcus Hunt, I believe, the Colts DN. He played the piano, and I remember down at the Senior Bowl in the lobby of the hotel, they had a piano, and the scouts, everybody's just walking around, and he just jumped on the piano and started, you know, playing it off, and, you know, got a standing ovation. It was kind of neat. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend you breaking into, you know, song and dance during one of your NFL scouting interviews. But again, it's you know, nonetheless, it's a skill. I'm just, you know, it's something to be proud of, nonetheless, man. Hey, I think the 29th is pro day, from what Leighton said. Are you gonna have any other pro day opportunities that you know about?
Yes, actually, Tarleton pro day actually just got scheduled. There were some things going on with the scheduling. I actually just got word back 2 days ago. Our pro day is on the 20th at Aledo High School at 9 a.m. And then I will actually be going down to Commerce on the 29th for that pro day. And then I also got invited to the Dallas day at some time in April. I think it's April 6th. So these next few weeks is about to be go time for me.
Definitely, man. Well, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we really appreciate you joining the program today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Xavier Turner, the standout Tarleton State running back. And, I mean, if you guys listen to the show, how great was he to listen to all the intriguing things that he brought to the table? I mean, Oklahoma commit. He's out of football for a year. Choir scholarships. A lot more to discuss with this running back. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P. Welcome to Pro.com.